Palestine. In 1920, the sudden arrival of 10,000 Jewish immigrants set off panic and riots while the Palestinian economy was slowly de-developed. Protests and riots by Palestinians and small-scale massacres by both Palestinians and Jewish settlers ensued. High taxes imposed by Britain increased the impoverishment of the Palestinians. UN Resolution 181 called for the partition of Palestine in 1947, called by Arabs An-Nahba in 1948. Zionist militias expelled Palestinians into Jordan, Lebanon, Gaza, and the West Bank, leaving over 400 razed villages and 840,000 refugees, including 200,000 to Gaza and 360,000 into the West Bank, 90,000 remaining. They killed 15,000 Palestinians. The Arab League sent troops into Palestine. The Arab forces were defeated. The future Egyptian revolutionary leader, Gamal Abdel Nasser, was hurt during the war. Egypt ended up with control of Gaza and Jordan, with the West Bank. Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal and stopped Israeli ships in 1956, setting off a major oil crisis. Israel invaded with help from France and Britain, taking the Suez Canal, the Sinai Peninsula, and Gaza. In 1957, Israel began to get arms from the US and a regional arms race followed. The UN returned Sinai, Gaza, and Suez Canal to Egypt, and Israel moved its ships through again. The Palestinian Liberation Organization was founded in 1964. In 1973, Egypt and Syria invaded Israel, but Israel almost took Damascus and lost no territory. The Arab oil embargo began, and the US accelerated its involvement. In 1978, Israel invaded Lebanon in retaliation for a PLO guerrilla raid. In 1979, Egypt's President Anwar Sadat made peace with Israel and got the Sinai back, while Israel began access to Suez Canal and the right to trade with and invest in Egypt. Palestinian talks that were part of the agreement were ignored by Israel. Egypt was expelled from the Arab League for the agreement, and Sadat was assassinated. Egypt and Israel began receiving annual payments from the US of hundreds of millions of dollars each. Without an Egyptian military threat, Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982 under the leadership of Ariel Sharon. 11,000 PLO fighters were expelled from Lebanon and went to Tunisia. In 1982, an Israeli ally, the Christian Falange Militia, a fascist party founded in 1939, massacred thousands of Palestinians in camps guarded and lit with floodlights by the Israeli army. The world implicated Ariel Sharon in the massacres. The Americans sent Marines to Lebanon, the Israeli military headquarters in Tyre was blown up, and a bomber blew up the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. The U.S. pulled out in 1983 after two bombers simultaneously exploded the U.S. Marine base and the French Army base, killing hundreds. The Israeli military headquarters in Tyre was blown up again. In Tyre, a car bombing also killed 80. Shiite Muslims and the CIA was involved in the bombing. Many more bombings against Israelis were carried out in Lebanon. PLO leader Abu Jihad Khalil al-Wazir was assassinated by Israeli commandos in Tunis on April 16, 1988. On December 8, 1987 in Gaza, an Israeli tank destroyed a car martyring four Palestinians. The funeral by 6,000 Palestinians turned into days of demonstrations. From 1987 through 1993, Israelis killed 1,283 Palestinians in occupied Palestine and injured just about 130,000, destroyed 2,533 homes, deported 481, detained about 22,000 without trial, many of them tortured, arrested over 90,000, seized about 116,000 acres of land, uprooted about 184,000 trees, and imposed just under 15,000 curfews. In 1988, Hamas was created to fight Palestinian secularism and Zionism. The 1991 Persian Gulf War induced the U.S. to appear to work for some sort of peace for Palestine in order to build a coalition against Iraq with Arab states. The PLO and Jordan did not join the coalition. Thus, Kuwait expelled 400,000 Palestinians, many of them martyred, maimed or tortured. Iraq tried to drag Israel into the Persian Gulf War by attacking Israel with missiles. After the war, the Intifada waned, in part due to economic isolation from both the Arab Gulf states, but also in part due to the U.S. brokered peace talks with the PLO. The 1993 Oslo Peace Accords brought Yasser Arafat and the PLO to Palestine to operate the Palestinian National Authority, the PNA. The agreement postponed discussion of the right of return of 4 million Palestinians. To protest a peace agreement with no right of return, in 1995, Libya expelled most of its Palestinians, where they sat on the Egyptian border or in ports in Cyprus until allowed to go to Syria or back to Libya. The hopes of the 1993 peace process ended the Intifada. Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated in 1996. Hezbollah resistance eventually forced Israel out of southern Lebanon in 2000. And in 2001, Ariel Sharon visited the Dome of the Rock in Al-Quds with 1,000 armed Israeli soldiers. This set off the second Intifada.